We don't miss time till Purim, but Mumam's near Purim now. We can just, all right, settle down. There's just a couple of weeks till Purim, three chugim sachakol till Purim, and this week is starting that we're talking about the Shabbat Shkalim. Shabbat Shkalim is this week. What is Shabbat Shkalim? What is it all about? Before Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to be mashmia. You have to be mashmi on the shkalim and on the kilayim. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that you have to talk about these things so that people will give their shkalim for the new year of the korbanos that are coming up next year in Nisan. We have to give our chuma to Beit Hashem, which is machzita shekel, which is a half a shekel, and no more and no less. Right? That's what the pasuk says in Kitisa. No more, no less. Hadal leyamit. You're not allowed to give more or less than that. You have to give machzita shekel. And this every year you have to give. Every year you have to give a machzita shekel, every person. And we machriz about this from the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yeah? Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, the Shabbos before that, if it's on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we start before that, but Klalit, it's right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it's about two things we're being machriz. We're being machriz about the shkalim and about the kilayim. Kilayim is something is our tvua that's growing or whatever's growing, and it has chas v'shalom something that's not from the same min in it. It's not the same type. If it's not the same type, so it's called kilayim, and it can be oser the whole sadeh can be oser. So you have to be careful. You have to weed your sadeh before Rosh Chodesh Adar or during samuch to that. So we talk about this before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then we have the Shabbos before. Why dafka on Shabbos? Because everybody's in the Beit Knesset on Shabbos. But there's even more than that. An ufruf is on Shabbos. Why is an ufruf on Shabbos? Chassan's not getting married on Shabbos. Why does he have an ufruf on Shabbos? The ufruf on Shabbos is to bring Shabbos into the simcha. You want to bring into every simcha that you have, you want to bring in Shabbos. So too, you have the Shalom Zachar, you have also on Shabbos. It's not. There's no simcha there. The actual bris is after Shabbos. But you want to bring Shabbos into the Simcha of the Bris. You want to bring Shabbos into the Yeled Anulad, and you want to bring Shabbos into Rosh Chodesh Adar, and you want to bring Shabbos into Purim ultimately, right? The Inyan of Shkalim is very, very deep. The Inyan of Shkalim is very, very deep. It says by Haman, it says that he asked, he'll bring in money to Achashverosh if he gives them the Chatimah to kill the Yidden. And Akash Baruch Hu says that he was makdim shkalav, the shkalav shel Haman. What was he makdim? He was makdim the shkalim of Parshat Shkalim. In other words, there's something in shkalim that gets us out of problems, that gets us out of issues, that gets us out of all sorts of things that can happen, chas v'shalom. And the Indian is, Akash Baruch Hu, you know, Akash Baruch Hu gives a tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu, give him machzit ha-shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu looks, what's pshat? What is it for? So we're taught that it's for l'chaper al chatotechem, to be mechaper on us. From what? From the chet of the egel. It's basically mechaper on the chet of egel. But for all the doros, it's mechaper on everything. And why does it have to be machzit ha-shekel? So Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Akash Baruch Hu and said to him, what do you want from me? I don't understand. How does that mechaper? What is it in the machzit ha-shekel? How can it be mechaper? It can't really be mechaper. How does it work? So Akash Baruch Hu showed him something, an unbelievable thing he showed him. He showed him a matbea of esh, a matbea, a coin, a fire, that's coming from mitachat l'kisei hakavod. And he showed him this coin of fire, and he said to him, this is what you tell them to give. What's the pshat of the medrash? What is the medrash saying? Now he answered the question. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what he wants. How is that going to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael? How is it going to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael? That everybody gives a machzit ha-shekel, so what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him the matbed of Eish. What's a matbed of Eish? What is it? And it's the ikar of everything. There's an olam in the Noam Elimelech, he brings down a whole sugya about, there's a world that's called the world of Yisrael. There's two worlds. There's an upper world way, way up, that's very, very kadosh, very, very holy, very, very holy. And then there's the lower world that's a little less holy. And in this lower world, there's levels. There's all sorts of levels. But in the upper world, there's a level called the Olam of Yisrael. The Olam of Yisrael, the Noam Elimelech says, he says that this is Kodesh Kodashim. you can't be pogay in it whatsoever. No matter what you do, the Olam of Yisrael is all the way up. And it's Kodesh Kodashim Mamish. In other words, in our neshamas, they're all stemming down from that world. Our neshamas are all holy, Kodesh Kodashim. Now in this world, we get to all sorts of tumas, we get to all sorts of things, we get to all sorts of problems, everybody has their problems, But in the upper world, it's not like that. There's a world called Olam of Yisrael that's Lamala Lamala Mikol Meakol. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you have to get to that Olam in Adar. In Adar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Dar Beinenu. What does it mean to be Dar Beinenu? He's living amongst us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alufo Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is living amongst us, that's when we have to come and we have to be Mitkadesh. We have to be Mitkadesh. The oath of Chodesh Adar is what? It's Kuf. Kedusha. It's Kedusha. And it's also Kof. In other words, I have to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a Kof. Like a Kof in Kedusha, I have to copy him. Mahu Rachum, Avatar Rachum, Mahu Kadosh, Avatar Kadosh. Everything. I have to copy his Derech in Avodas Hashem. Everything that the tzaddikim are doing, we have to try to copy. So what's the matbeah of eish? Matbeah of eish is to change your teva. You have to change your teva. Matbeah milashon teva. Milashon, a matbeah is a coin. You have to change your whole teva. You have to change your whole nature. Your nature right now, our nature right now, I'm not so holy. I'm not so holy. I'm not going to be so holy. I'm not planning on being Rav Nevensal ever. Let me be. Give me my space. Fine. Because Baruch Hu says that this is what's going to make you holy. This matbeah of machzit shekel is going to make you holy. How? If it's of eish. What is a matbeah of eish? What is a matbeah of eish? A matbeah of eish means that I'm putting my whole nesham into it. I'm not just giving it. I can just give it. Pass it on. It's a base of mikdash. It's done. I did it. Like everything else. Guys, we have a little bit. Or I can just, seriously, we're talking about Purim, it's something serious. By me, Purim is very, very serious, really it is. It's a very big day, and we can laugh, and we can joke after the Chud, Bezrat Hashem, but seriously, let's get into it, because basically, this is a day that's going to change our lives. It's going to, a day, mamish, that's going to change our life if we do it properly. And if we do it wrongly, we'll stay the same, forever. We'll stay the same till 120, happy-go-lucky, gewaldic a person, done. Just like I was, just like I came into the world, I leave the world, no problem. But if we really want to do something in this world, and we really want to become something, then Purim is the time to do it. And it's not only Purim. It's Mishnichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. It's Mishnichnas Adar, we start to understand what it means. What it means to be Marbin B'Simcha, that there's a world above us. That there's a world that we're connecting to. That there's something that we're shaykh to. Yeah? And it starts with Shabbos Shkolim. Shabbos Shkolim is teaching us. But Tzvi Meir has a lashon. He says, I just want to read you the lashon. It's very short, but he says that every year b'chol shana v'shana b'chodesh Adar, Hashem Yisparach mashpia l'chol yachid mi Yisrael v'notein lo matana miyuchedet v'yakoach shel matana shel matbea shleish. It's the koach of having a matbea shleish that we know it. That our teva is like this. That our mitzias is like this. Our mitzias is a matbeh shel eish. It's not just something ruchni up there. It's our teva. We have to get to that teva. What is a teva shel eish? A teva shel eish means when I do a mitzvah, I'm not just doing it. I'm doing it with fervor. I'm doing it because I care about it. Because I love it. Because I'm in love with it. I'm in love with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? I'm in love with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and because I'm in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't stop doing the mitzvah. I love the mitzvah. I'm waiting for Shabbos. I'm bringing in Shabbos. I'm not just sitting there waiting. I'm bringing in Shabbos. I'm warming up to Shabbos. I'm warming up to tefillin in the morning. I'm not coming at the last moment and putting on my tefillin and this and that done. I'm not davening on the spur of the moment. I'm thinking about what I'm doing. I'm not only thinking about it, but I'm getting into it. I'm mamish getting fire and more fire and more fire. And when we get on fire about a mitzvah, any mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, we get on fire, we're getting in touch with the shorish of the mitzvah. I can get in touch with the mitzvah and do the mitzvah. That's doing the mitzvah. Or I can really get in touch with the mitzvah and go deeper and deeper and deeper and really live the mitzvah. V'atam m'chayes kulam, your mom is giving the chiyas to us. It's something else lagamri. There's a story Rav Shlaima brings down. It's an unbelievable story. Rav Shmuel Mikaminka, and Ritzi Hirsch me Nadvarna. He says like this, he was a Talmud of his. In other words, Shmuel was a Talmud of Ritzi Hirsch. And one day, everybody used to come to Shmuel, and they used to come to him for Shabbos. A lot of people used to come to him for Shabbos. Okay. Everybody's coming and coming, coming. Costs him a lot of money. He doesn't have any money left. And the makolet outside keeps taking the money, keeps saying, yeah, he's a good man. He gives to the suud and everything's fine. One day he says to the gabbai, he says, listen, I can't do it anymore. I can't afford it. All the thousands of chassidim, I can't afford this. Somebody has to pay me. So the gabbai does a magbit. In other words, he gets everybody together. They give money. 1,000 rubles. That's what he owes. 1,000 rubles is owed. And he gives it to the rabbi. They get the money together, but the gabbai wasn't there at the time. He gave the money to the rabbi, and the rabbi had it. The gabbai comes in 15 minutes later. I need the money. I have to pay the makolet. He says, 15 minutes too late. He says, what happened? He says, an almana came in. She took the money. What can I do? I had to give the money to the almana. What am I going to do? The almana came in. I have to give her money. So they all came in and complained. They catch the rabbi. What are you doing? What is this? You're sick. Your mom, she have a machla. You have a machla. We give you money to pay for the makolet. What are you doing? So he says, Shmuel says, listen, you're right, I have a machla. Get everybody together, all chassidim together, I'll come and explain. So he tells a story like this. He says, when I was a young kid, I was looking for a rabbi. Couldn't find the rabbi. I looked from here to here to here to here. I found the rabbi. I went and I found Ritzvi Hirsch. He had one. Found him. I went and I said, what's the avoda here? I came in on Thursday. I said, what's the avoda here? Friday morning, you wake up early. You wake up mamish at Vatikin. You daven and everything. And then you go to the mikveh and everything. And then you have to read Tillim. The whole sefer, all the prakim, you have to read without talking. And then Parshat Shavua. And then there's the whole seder there. So he said, oh, he's waking up with fervor. He's getting ready for the avoda, the big avoda of Avodas Hashem to get to Shabbos. It's really being Mekabel Shabbos. All of a sudden, he's three prakim before the end of Tillim. It's a long time to say Sefer Tillim. It takes a long time. So he says Sefer Tillim, and he's at the very end. The Rebbe calls him. He says, I'm coming. Three more prakim, I'm coming. So he went to the Rebbe. The Gabbai went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, tell him that if he doesn't come now, he can leave. I don't need him. So he comes running. Shmuel says, what happened? He says, listen, over here I have a guy with Moshe the Shikr. I have Moshe the Shikr. And Mamish, this guy has a family, 7 kids and a wife. And he's Shikr like no one else. Right? His mom's on the ground. What are we going to do with him? So I want you to take him around. I want you to go collect money for him for Shabbos, because he has no money for Shabbos. Don't give it to him, give it to his wife. So he starts crying to the Rebbe. Rebbe, this is what you stopped my whole avoda, the biggest avoda of the year, of the week. Mamish, it's everything. I just want to do my tefillin. What do you want from me? So he says, this is what I want from you. This is what I want. I just want you to do this. This is more important than this right now. He was very, very angry. He was furious. He was furious at the rabbi. Furious. At the end of the day, he did it. He goes around. All of Shabbos, he's walking around. This is his first Shabbos. His first Shabbos by 3 years. Walking around, a gloom. He can't move. You know, his mom is down. He can't even look at the rabbi. The rabbi's making him sick. It's just disgusting. But I'm trying to get Kedushin Tara. I came to Yeshiva to learn this. So he says to him, gets the word around that he's leaving. Matzei Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, he's packing his bag. The Rebbe sends for him. He says, come. Come and speak to me. So he comes in, he sees the Rebbe, his mamish, like, Matzei Shabbos, the Rebbe is exalted, mamish, it looks like Suzis David HaMelech. He says to him, I know you're upset with me, but I want you to know something. I want you to know, I got a story from the Magid, from my Rebbe, who got it from the Magid, who got it from the Baal Shem Tov, who got it from Eliyahu Navi. That the Iker is, in this world, whatever you can do in this world, You have to be mechaya somebody else. In other words, if I can be mechaya somebody, and I don't, lost the whole thing. The ikar is to find people that are very low, right? V'chayet tzar tichye. V'chayet tzar tichye. He reads the Mishnah in Avos. He says, V'chayet tzar tichye. If somebody's chayim, if somebody has chayim b'tzar, if somebody's b'tzar, he doesn't have what it takes. His mamish, full of tzar, he's full of choli, full of problems. What do? You have to be mechayim. This is the most important thing. You tell him, this can wait. But the person, his wife, just to know that somebody cares about her on Erev Shabbos, she's not going to have anything to eat for Shabbos, she's crying every minute, is more important. And this is the ikar of what Shkolim is all about. Shkolim is teaching us an unbelievable thing. Shkolim is, you're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. What are you giving to the Beis HaMikdash? Machzis HaShekel? It's nothing. But it's a machzis. It's a machzis HaShekel. What is a machzis? Why dafka machzis? Why not a shekel? If two people, if I come with him, and I give a machzis HaShekel, and I give a full shekel, am I yotzei? No. Each one of us has to give a machzis HaShekel. You can't give one shekel for two people. It has to be machzis each one. Each one has to give a machzis HaShekel. A half. Why do you have to give a half? What's pshat in a half? A half means, there are many pirushim. One perish is, because the other half is the other Yisrael, is the other Yid. You have to give half and you have to feel that you're connecting with the other one of Yisrael. You're not just giving your side of the coin and that's it. You're giving a half that only can be a full one with the other Yid. It can only be full with the other Yid. The other parish is, Sfasemes says, you're giving, the other half is Kutcha B'riach Hu himself. That's the other half. And another parish is, the dream. You're giving your dream. Because what this whole Shabbos is about and what this whole month is about really stories. It's about dreaming. It's about what can I be in this future year? What can I be? What can I become? Can I become something else in this future year or not? Am I going to stay the same thing? And really, it's an unbelievable month of seeing Kutcha B'riach Hu befall mamish. He's coming in amongst us. And he's coming in with us, and he's mamish working with us. B'tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava is different legamre from tshuva me'ira. What we do in Tishrei is one thing. We do tshuva me'ira. Tshuva me'ira, very nice, very beautiful. But l'maisa, when you do tshuva me'ira, if I did a mezid, it becomes a show gig. It becomes a little better. You do tshuva me'ava, it becomes mamish l'schus, right? I did amazed against Hashem Yisbrach. I went against Hashem Yisbrach, right? I mamash went against him. But amazed. I knew what I was doing. I knew exactly what I was doing. I did it because I'm angry at God. And I did tshuva me'ava. It becomes a schus. It's like I did a mitzvah. It's crazy stuff. This is tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava. This whole month is about tshuva me'ava. This whole month is about tshuva me'ava. It's crazy stuff. And when I start this month, how do I start this month? I start with the shkalim. I start with the shkalim that I'm starting to feel what it means a shekel of eish. What it means to care about another yid. What it means to give to the next yid. Not just giving, not just taking all the time. I'm giving to the next yid. I'm giving everything to the next yid. And this is the story of Reb Shmuel. This is how he became like this. And he can't keep tzedakah. Somebody gives him money, he has to give it out. Who's he giving it out to? The next year. That's who he's giving it out to. Has to be given out. He can't keep it. This is the secret. This is the secret of the beginning of the whole month. This whole month is about this giving. This giving comes in Mishloach Manot, comes in Matanot Le'Avyonim. Both things are giving. Both things are what it means to give. When I start to give, I start to realize what Purim is all about. Purim isn't about just taking. Purim isn't about like the rest of the year that I'm taking from the whole veld. Purim is about giving to the next year. And Purim is about being mitached biyachad. That's the most important part. Coming together to realize that we're one. We don't realize that we're one. We think that you're working alone, I'm working alone, everybody's doing their own thing. Because Baruch Hu says, Yishno Am Echad, Mufuzaro Mufrad Ben Agoyim. Right? There's one nation that's divided. that's divided. The division is what's causing us to go downhill. The division, if we don't see our achdus, if we don't see who we are, we're going downhill. We can't do it. We can't do it. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this week's parasha. This week's parasha of Parashat Shkolim, that we're taking out a Sefer Torah for this. We're getting a matana of a matbeh of Eish. To realize who we are. To realize that our Eish Kodesh, our love for the next person, our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our love for the next person, our love for everybody, is an unbelievable thing that we haven't touched upon yet, Bechlal, the whole year. We have nothing to do with it yet. And this we're learning in Purim. This is what we're learning in Purim. This is what it says, Machzita Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. You're getting into Shekel HaKodesh. You're getting to something called, the Sfarim call it Shikul HaDas. What's Shikul HaDas? Shikul HaDas is to think about what you're doing, what you're about. Think about what you're doing. Shikul HaDas is to have even balanced thought. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? You're thinking about that there shouldn't be no kilayim in your whole moach, in your whole body, in your whole way of thinking about yid. Yeah? I have kilayim. What's kilayim inside a person? Kilayim isn't a sadeh. Kilayim isn't inside a person. Kilayim means that I have these things inside me that are taking me away from Hashem Yisparach. I can't grow properly. I'm not growing properly because I have things that are being mafriyah me. This is kilayim. When I learn about this, when I see this, when I start to understand the bemet, the kilayim, has to be through Shikul HaDas, through Shkolim. It's a different world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his matana to really live this, to live this in Purim. We're not just coming into Purim and just taking it weiter, just like in a regular day. You're coming and starting Purim with Shkolim. And it's going to change the whole month. The month of Adar is coming from a kuf. A kuf is also like a hay. A hay talks about Kedusha. And a kuf also has an inyan of a kuf. Kuf. You're going after a person like a monkey. And it has to be mitkadesh. The only way to be mitkadesh is really to take it home. Go up Ikdusha, And I can't take it home unless I really know what this month is about. This month is a very special month. And you know, people play on Purim all sorts of games, make it like it's a joke, and they get nothing from Purim. If you go to a Suda, most people on Purim, what do you get? Most people on Purim, you sit around, you talk a little bit, one person may say Dvar Torah, it's all very nice, and then it's over. What happened? What happened to the Suda? Where did the Suda go? Didn't go anywhere. And a Suda of Talmidei Chachamim, and a Suda of Yeshiva, it's a whole different thing. They might look like they're going a little crazy, they're drinking a little bit, maybe a lot, each person according to his madrega. But they're trying to get to someplace. And the question is where we're going. Some people are going up, and some people, Nebuch, go down with that also. Because they drink all year and they don't know what drinking is. They don't know what it means to drink L'Shem Shemayim. They don't know what it means Amad Be'av Eish. They don't know what it means to get there to the true nature. And what they're getting to is a fake nature. Is their nature of all year. And they keep that, you know, I don't want to change. And it's easy not to change. So I can be a kuf, a monkey, that I'm copying my old ways. That's just the way, that's what I've got. I can continue that. And I keep going. No change in my life. Or I can be a kuf of Kedusha. That I realize I have to grow every second. I realize I have to start to grow every second. I realize I have to think about this. Yeah? They say about Reb Nachman, they say that Reb Nachman could never write anything down. Why couldn't Reb Nachman write anything down? Because what he said a minute ago isn't Shaykh anymore. He's on a new level. A new Madrega. Every second, he's going from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega. He can't... it's not Shaykh to him, that Madrega. And he has a new Chiddush. So he can't do it. How can he write anything down? He can't write anything down like that. Can't have a book. What's a book? So he took his Torahs, they made it into a book, they did the best they could. But Reb Nachman, he couldn't do that. Nachman, he can't take that with him. He's like Me'al, he keeps moving and moving up. How did he keep moving up? He was on fire. A person that's on fire is something else. A person that's giving is always on fire. You know, there's another story from Shlomo that he tells about a Rebbe. There was a Rebbe, I forget his name.
Yosef Shaul is Yosef Shaul Nadson, I think. And he says, it says about in the book there that there was an Ephraim that came to visit him. And Ephraim was an old friend of his chavrusa when he was young. Okay, he comes into the house, and Yosef Shaul was learning, and he sees him at the door. He says, "Oh, Ephraim, I haven't seen you in 50 years. What's going on?" And Ephraim walks into the house, and he's an ani. He's mamish an ani. He looks like a kapsan. He's looking looks like a kapsan. He's collecting money and everything. All right. Comes over to him. He says, "Listen, I was married to the richest girl in all of town. Lost all my money and everything. I have no money left. And I'm a kapsan. And I have to marry off my daughter. I have to marry off my daughter. And I need 20,000 rubles. I need 20,000 rubles like the next couple of days." All right. So the Rebbe says, "Listen, I'm really sorry." They were best friends when we were young. Best friends. And what happens is, he tells him, the Rebbe says to him, "Listen, I'd love to help you, but you know I'm the Rebbe of the whole town. And since I'm the Rebbe of the whole town, if I would help every person, I'd have no time to learn, so I can't really help you." He says to him, "Are you serious? You're not going to help me at all? What is that? What kind of thing is that? You're not going to help me at all? We're best buddies. We're chavrusas for 10 years. What are you talking about? You're not going to help me out? My daughter has to get married. He starts to cry. He starts to carry on. And the Rebbe says, "Okay, I'll see what I can do in the next couple of days. I'll see what I can do. All right? I'll see what I can do." So he goes out. Goes out that night. Goes to the richest guy in the town. And he says to him, "Can you give some money to..." As he's walking up the steps, this ani is coming down. And the one tnai that he was matneh with him was, "Listen, I'll do it. You don't go, because then we'll go to the same places. I won't be able to make the money for you." So he says, "I told you. What are you doing here?" He's going up the steps, and the ani's coming down. And the Rav says to him, "What are you doing? You're ruining the whole scheme. I won't be able to ask him." He says, "You do what you do, I do what I do, I'll collect and you collect, we'll try our best." So he goes in, gets a few rubles and stuff. And this happens time after time after time again. He keeps going in, and the ani is already there. The ani was already there. What's he doing there? Every time he goes in. So he says to him, he finally, after 3-4 days, he wants to give him the money. He gets 20,000 rubles together. And he said that they were going to meet in the Beis Medrash. He's not in the Beis Medrash. After a week of looking for him, he sent people out, this and that, he finally finds him. He comes to the Beis Medrash, and he says to him, "I have 20,000 rubles." He says, keep it. He says, "What do you mean, keep it? I gave it for you. What are you talking about?" He says, I'm not an ani at all. I'm a very rich man. Very, very rich man. You don't have to worry about me. Give it to all the aniyim around. I'm a very rich man." He says, what are you doing to me? What are you playing games with me? You're playing games, you know? What's going on? He says to him, I'll tell you a story. After I left you with the chavrusa, I went to look for a rebbe. I found a rebbe, unbelievable rebbe. And he was teaching us Torah. He's teaching us the highest of Torahs. Mamish, we were all in the Shemayim, Mamish. All in the Shemayim. All of a sudden, after a year of studying by him, he was on his deathbed. He got very, very sick and was about to die. Whatever we did, all of our tudas didn't work. He was very sick. Okay. So he asked his rebbe, "Please come to me. Tell me what's going on in the Olam Hemes. Tell me what's happening there." He says to me, "Okay, I'll come to you on Shabbos." So every Shabbos he would stay up and wait for the Rebbe to come. And the Rebbe didn't come. One Shabbos, he's sitting there, he's waiting, he's up, and all of a sudden, the Rebbe comes to him. He's sitting Mamish right next to him. And he says, "Oh, the Rebbe's shining, Mamish, shining." He says, "Rebbe, what's it like up there?" He says, it was good until a certain point. He says, "What happened?" And he looks down, and his legs, from the waist down, are burnt. Like coal. He says, "What happened to you?" He says, "I'll tell you. I was up in the Beis Din Shemala. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at me. You know, the Beis Din is being done, every little thing. If I looked at the right thing, so my eyes were infused with Kedusha, and then I was able to live, they get Chayolam. if my head was doing the right thing, it gets chayolam. My ears, my nose, my this and that, my arms, everything. He looks at my legs, and he says, what happened to you? You just sat in your chair all day. What did you do for another yid? What did you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With your legs? What did you do? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You left burnt the whole legs. So the Talmud, this Ani, that was supposedly an Ani, he said, I know what I can do for my rabbi. I'll be his legs in this world. And he was no dare from that time on. 2 years, he's going around to collect tzedakah, even though it's not for him, he doesn't need the tzedakah, but he's going to be collecting for all the aniyim throughout his shtetl, throughout his town. And he goes around and around and around. And on his way, he said, you know what? I have friends that are rabbanim today. I have friends that are big rabbanim today. And I don't know where they're holding. Where are they? Are they shaykh to this avod or not? Are they got burnt legs or not? What's going to be with them? What's going to be with them? So I said, I have to come into you. And if I would just tell you the story, you would have said, it's just a story. You're dreaming. It's no big deal. So I had to get you to move. And this is what it's all about, guys. It's about an Avas Yisrael that's not only up here, that's not only in here, it's in the Guf Mamash. Avas Yisrael that you're doing for the next year. The Holy Shluk Schleppers, yeah? The Holy Shluk Schleppers, my favorites, yeah? They're unbelievable. I'm telling you, I get infused with Kedusha every time I go past them. It's unbelievable. I just see them. Maybe you're all them. I don't know. I don't know who's them or not them. But I'll tell you, I wish I could be a Shuk Schlepper today also. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful Zach. Beautiful. What's so beautiful about it? You're giving of your body. You're giving your whole soul. People you don't even know. You don't know anybody there. You know nobody. You don't know one person that you're helping. Not one person. But you're giving them what needs to be given. You're giving them the hardship that they're having. You know, I used to go through the shuk. I used to carry things on the bus and this and that. Very, very hard. You're carrying everything. It's very, very hard. It's kilos, I got big kilos. There's nowhere to buy. You want to buy the cheapest place, you buy in the shuk. The freshest place and the cheapest place, you buy in the shuk. And you have no one to schlep. You have no one to help you. It's crazy. And Baruch Hashem, there's a couple of guys that are doing this. It's more than a couple. And the head of it, it's unbelievable just to see him get into it. And just to see the fervor of it. He's going with the whole body. This is the Kedusha of Shkolin. Kedusha of Shkolin that I'm giving, not just giving it, not just doing it. I'm doing it with fervor. With fervor, with Eish Kodesh. This is the beginning of Adar. The beginning of Adar is to realize that we're shaykh to each other. We're shaykh to each other, not just shaykh to each other. We're brothers mamish. And we're Araven Zelazeh. We care about each other. You do something wrong, I get the onus. I do something wrong, you get the onus. We got to care about each other. This is the beginning of all of Purim. If we don't chap this nekuda, we don't chap Purim. We don't chap what it's about. It's not about me. It's about us all together. We're all going into the Kodesh Kedashim. We're all going to be mitkadesh in the Kodesh Kedashim of Purim. It's not just us. It's not just one person. Not just you. Together we're going to go in. Together we're going to dance in. On Yom Kippur, one person goes into the Kodesh Kadosh. Kohen Gadol. On Purim, everybody goes. Lo yidach menu nidach. No one gets left out. It's a big Torah. It's the biggest Torah that there is. And this is the Torah of the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech is saying unbelievable. There's a olam called the Olam of Yisrael. The Olam of Yisrael is what we have to realize. It's not just an olam down here that we're all divided. Yeshno am echad mufuzar umufurad ben agoyim ben hamim. It's not like that. We may be mufuzar mufurad outside, but on the inside we have to realize the Eish Kodesh. We have to realize the Eish of the Shkolim, the Eish of the Shikul Hadas. Our Shikul Hadas has to be going like Eish. To where? To that Olam of Yisrael. And when I realize this, I'm in the zone of what? Of the Kedusha of Purim. Purim is a day. Why did he want to be Mafrid? Why did he want to kill all of Klal Yisrael? Because we were an Am Mufuzar Mufurad. We didn't realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. We didn't realize who we are. Kiyimu veKiblu Ayudim Aleihem. What does it mean? Kiyimu veKiblu? Kiyimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. They were Mekayim what they already were Mekabel. They were Mekabel Nasa Venishma. But I forgot. What's Nasa Venishma? I didn't. Did I really do that? I didn't do that. I'm not sure. What did I do? We said on Shabbos, there's two types of nishma. There's a nishma of the voice, and there's nishma of the dibur. The nishma of the dibur, the makabra. But the nishma of the voice, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying behind the dibur, what's really being said, that we weren't makabra, we forgot. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean by the mitzvahs? Does he mean just to stand in the din exactly the way it is, or does he mean really to go to the mishras din? Does he mean to become a shuk schlepper also? Yeah? Big difference. Big difference. I'm doing Gemilas Chesed. I'm learning about Gemilas Chesed in the Mishnah, so I did the Gemilas Chesed. You didn't learn about anything, Chevre. You didn't learn about it. If you're just learning the Mishnah, you didn't do it, you didn't do it. You can't lie. I learned about tefillin, so I did tefillin already. I put on tefillin today. It doesn't fly there. Why should it fly here? Right? But we think it flies. I'm doing it. I did it. I have to do Chesed. I have to do all sorts of things. I have to give. And the more I give, the more I understand the whole body. My whole atzamot, everything that I have, is saying, Hashem Michamocha, who's like you? Who's like you, Hashem? I start to live Dvar Hashem, Mamash. I start to live Dvar Hashem in Kedush and Tara. This is a Kedush of Chodesh Adar. And I really, really can't get even into the realm of what Purim's about until I start to think about these things. These things are very, very deep. These musagim are deep. This musag, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what a machzit shekel is. You know, that's how they say it in the yeshivas. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what a machzit shekel is because he was in the Beis Medrash all day, so he didn't know what a machzit shekel was. So he showed him a matbea veish. You know, he had to show it with a lot of light. That's not the truth. The truth is, he was showing him how you give it. How you give a machzit shekel. Show the next guy that you really love him. Show the next guy that you really care about. Show the next guy that you're not just a yid that's an ice cube. Show the next guy that you're on fire. You're on fire from Avodas Hashem. You're on fire to help him. I just want to help you. Rav Shlaima, there was a story with Rav Shlaima once. Rav Shlaima, he said this story over 3 weeks in a row. And he couldn't get over it. That there was an ani in the street. And he was a paraplegic or something. I don't know what was going on there, but he couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. And he was collecting money. So Rav Shlaima went over to him and he said to him, listen, I want you to come to my house and I'll give you everything that you need. You'll stay by me and I'll give you all your food. I'll give you all your needs, everything that you need. And the guy started rolling away really, really fast. Rav Shlaima couldn't even keep up with him. He just ran away from him. And Rav Shlaima couldn't believe that a person couldn't take him seriously enough. He thought that the person was laughing at him. And he wasn't laughing. He was very serious about this. And he couldn't believe it that there are people like this, that they're so downtrodden that they can't even believe that a person could be serious about caring about it. This is how we've gotten. This is where the world has gotten to. That we can't even be serious enough just to realize that somebody really loves me. Somebody really loves you. Because we don't love ourselves. Because we don't love ourselves. We're not in contact with ourselves. We're so out there. We're away from ourselves. We don't have any contact with ourselves. And this we have to change. This is Shabbos, the warmth of Shabbos, the licht of Shabbos, the matbea eish of Shabbos, the matbea eish of shkolim, of machzis of shekel, is coming to mechanichas. It's a matana, he says. It's a matana. V'noteinu matana miyuchedet. Koach matana shem matbea shel eish. Sheyuchal la'adlik betoch echeil levavo. Libat eish shal hevet ka. You can be madlik in your heart. Shal hevet ka. Mama shal hevet. That your mom's excited. Excited to help another yid. Excited to do a mitzvah. The Eish Kodesh Zo Yachnis Betoch Machzit HaShekel Shlo. This is the Eish Kodesh Machzit HaShekel. You want to be Mam Shaykh this Machzit HaShekel. The Machzit HaShekel is you. Is me. Is the next guy. We're all Machzit HaShekels. The only Machzit HaShekel. You ever see a half a shekel? It's a half a coin. It needs another half. It's a magnet to another half. That's what it is, a magnet. When I realize that it's just a magnet, and I have to look for the other side. I have to look for the other side to be mashlim myself. To be mashlim myself to get someplace. Then I'm really getting someplace. And if I don't look for that, if I don't understand what it means, machzis hashekel, and I just read the parasha, forget about it. I read the parasha, done. I want to go into Purim. Just give me Purim, right? These guys that just come on Purim to eat the suda. It's great. But then I understand what it's all about. And then it's just, they drink. You know, everybody's drinking, get nowhere. Why? Because they have no yesodis of what it's about. They don't understand what it's about. Everybody has to think. And this is really, really, I'm telling you, I'm giving myself homework. Because from Rosh Chodesh Adar on, if you don't do this homework, we won't get anywhere. The homework is to sit for a few minutes quietly every day and just to think about these things. Think about what it means, a machzitz shekel. Think about what it means that we're all giving a machzitz shekel for the kabbanas that we're going to give for the next year so we can all have kapara together. Where our ravens are listed. It's bringing us all together. We're all getting that kapara together. Think about what it means, a machzitz shekel of fire. Not just a regular machzitz shekel. A machzitz shekel of fire. We all have coins in our pocket. How often did you give an ani a shekel of fire? Did you ever do that? You ever give him a shekel of fire? You give him a shekel with a hug, with a kiss? Or you just give him a shekel? It's very nice. So you give him a shekel. He's not looking for just a shekel. He's looking for some love. He's looking for somebody to tell him, Yidla, can I help you in any other way? How are you today? What's going on with you? That's what he's looking for. It's a shekel of fire. It's a different thing. And this is what we have to start to think about, guys. It's depth. It's not being ice cubes anymore. We're done being ice cubes. Ice cubes was up to now. From now on, it's machzitz shekel of fire. It's a whole different world. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zayche. But really, we'll only be zayche if we do our homework. It's 5 minutes. 5 minutes every day just to think about what it means a matbea fire. What it means to give that matbea fire. What it means to receive that matbea fire. And to live that matbea fire. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zayche.